Did you know that this coming Tuesday, January 6th, marks the traditional end of the Christmas season? I know that may seem a surprise since all the retailers and the stores have stopped playing Christmas music, and so they think that Christmas Day marks the end of Christmas, but actually it ends on Tuesday. And cultures from all over the world will celebrate the 6th in many different and fascinating ways. Children in Puerto Rico will put a box filled with hay under their beds for the king's camel to eat. The Magi will then give the children gifts to thank them for feeding their camels, and it's kind of like a second Christmas. Beginning in the 3rd century, members of the Eastern Maronite Church in Lebanon will go to midnight worship and pray for their dead ancestors. India, especially in the south, celebrates the day with fairs, delicious food, lengthy worship services, colorful decorations, and other traditional festivities. And in the European West, January 6th will mark the Festival of the Three Kings, or the Magi, or quite simply, Twelfth Day. And Twelfth Day reminds us of the readings from today's Gospel of Matthew, of the story of the three kings named Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. And these kings represent Arabia, Europe, and Africa. And they are said to have traveled by horse, camel, and elephant to present the baby Jesus with three gifts that symbolized different aspects of his messiahship. And our closing hymn, number 128 this morning, reflects the symbolism of their gifts, because we're going to be singing We Three Kings this morning. The gold offered by one of the wise men is a symbol of Jesus being the King of the Jews and is reflected in the second verse from We Three Kings. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Like me, are you humming that along in your head?
Yes.
The frankincense symbolizes the divine nature of the baby Jesus, since he is not an earthly king, but the Son of God, and is reflected in the third verse. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity high. Prayer and praising, all men raising, worship him God on high. And then there's the myrrh, used to embalm the dead, given to the newborn baby as a symbol of his mortality, calling to mind his death, which opens to us the gate to eternal life. And this is reflected in the fourth verse. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb. In other cultures, on the evening before Twelfth Day, which would be tomorrow night, the 5th, prayers will be said, and blessed dried herbs will be burnt, filling the house with good smells, while a householder writes these letters in chalk over the doorway to the house. C plus M plus B plus the year 2015. In some countries, they will recite Christus Mansionem Benedictat, in Latin, Christ bless this home, while in others they will say Caspar, Melchior, Balthazar, protect us again this year from the dangers of fire and water. Now, asking for protection from Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar makes sense, since they traveled east and only at night. They journeyed through foreign lands and must have faced many dangers. Courageous and faithful, they were strangers in a strange land, journeying through a darkened world, following a star that shone brighter than all the other stars high in the eastern sky. They journeyed in faith, seeking the Messiah, the Anointed One, delivered into the world to deliver her into an era of global peace. And their journey ended up being the journey of a lifetime, for amazingly, given their navigation and modes of transportation, They arrived at their destination and kneeled at the rough-hewn manger of a newborn baby. For there, cradled in the hay, a humble beginning, lay the Messiah, the Anointed One. Today's world is not so very different from that traveled by the three wise men, even if it is over 2 millennia later. For it sometimes may seem like we are strangers in a strange land, journeying through a land of darknesses and dangers. It has for me. Don't we find ourselves praying for a sign, some kind of beacon of light to guide us out of the darkness into a life of peace and joy? I have, on my knees, too many times to count. My friends, the star in the east can still show us the way. Just like it did for the three wise kings, my hope is that our journey will lead us to kneel in front of a simple manger, the crib of the Messiah, asking him to enter into our lives and into our dwelling places, bringing peace and joy. And perhaps chalk is not as fine a symbol as frankincense, gold, and myrrh, but like some of our brothers and sisters in the faith, I invite you to join me this year as I mark my home with a bit of chalk and a prayer for Christ's blessing. I'll have a basket with bits of chalk and prayer cards available after worship next to me by the door. If you'd like to join me in asking Christ to bless your home, God bless you. Or maybe a barn or a shed or your place of business for the new year. But this morning, I'd like to end my sermon by marking the doorway to God's home. At 8 o'clock this morning, I marked the doorway. There's a little wooden arch on that large wreath at the back of the sanctuary. And I don't know if Janet can see it, but there's a marking C plus M plus D plus 2015 on the wooden panel to her right, right in the doorway. This doorway right here, Janet, you're standing right underneath it. Look out to the left. You see the shop? Right on the wood panel of my arm. There you go. So I marked it at 8 o'clock, and I checked to see if I was tall enough this morning to reach this, and I'm just barely tall enough. So I'm going to mark our other doorway into our sanctuary, because this is God's home, right? This is the God's eye. And so while